2ST, it's good times, it's great music time for the ComSec report from ComSec, obviously. We say good afternoon to Juliana Rodley. How are you, Juliana? Good?
Pretty good, thanks, Pete.
Well, look, I don't like to say doom and gloom, but we're still hearing the news about all these problems over in Greece with the economy over there and how that affects us. And I think France and everybody else are saying, we've got to keep Greece in the euro and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So how does it all pan out to you? How's it all looking over there and affecting our economy at the same time, isn't it?
Yeah, look, it has had a major effect on our markets. We actually closed Friday at the lowest level we've seen this year. So wiping out all of the gains that we made so far. We had a really good start to the year, but unfortunately, everything is really teetering on what's going to happen in Europe. Now, everyone is saying, well, who cares about Greece? You know, it's such a small part of the global economy. But the thing is, worried about contagion. If Greece decides to leave the euro, who follows next? What will happen to the Greek portfolios that are sitting out there, the loans that are in place, and who's going to have to pay for the losses that are going to come on the books then? If we see Spain, if we see Ireland and also Italy deciding, well, look, you know, Greece was able to do it 6 months down the track. If they decide to leave the euro, what happens to the whole stability of our banking system?
Well, when you say that, though, why would they leave the euro?
Well,
what does that mean?
For Greece themselves, they were a nation that was pulled into the euro.
Okay.
A lot of people feel that they weren't ready. And the problem is that when you're part of the eurozone, that means you use the same currency, the same interest rate. So they don't have that flexibility of coming out and saying, look, I think what we need to do is for Greece and Spain and Ireland and Italy, you guys can have a lower interest rate than everyone else who's doing a lot better. They all have to share in the same pain and the same glory.
Right.
So when you've got these major economies like France and Germany doing okay, they basically have to pay the price. It's a bit like what's happening here in Australia. We've got a two-speed economy.
Mm.
Anyone that lives in those mining states is doing remarkably well. But talk outside of those areas. See what's happening in the big towns in, you know, in Sydney and in Melbourne and in Adelaide. There's no joy there. There's no job creation and everyone's crying poor. So you've got massive changes going on within the eurozone that could have effects onto the international markets.
Gee, okay. Now, the big news too, Juliana, on the weekend was the launching of Facebook on the stock market. Will that affect us here at all or anything like that?
Well, I think what it does is, you know, you've got a lot of international investors who are trying to look for something new. They're trying to look for the next big thing. And a lot of people say that it's going to be technology stocks. They're trying to get into whatever they can. Facebook has done remarkably well. They came on the boards at $38 a share. Midway through the session, they're up by 10%. So you saw a lot of people selling out, a lot of other people getting in. What had happened was when you go to an IPO or a new listing on this exchange, there's only a certain amount of people who can get some stock. So what we saw was all those major other technical companies like Microsoft, Cisco, Intel losing ground because people decide, well, I want to hold Facebook in my portfolio. I've got too many technical stocks. I'm going to sell out of this, sell out of that, and buy into Facebook. So there was a big wave of trading going on. The NASDAQ actually crashed before they actually listed because they couldn't handle the amount of trades going through for Facebook.
Wow.
So it came on 45 minutes later than the rest of the market. So there was major uncertainty there. By the close, though, the shares were basically back to where they had listed at $38.27. So, you know, there wasn't too much of a reaction in the share price by the end of the day, but a lot of excitement in the markets. And it did actually open trading to a whole lot of people who probably knew nothing about stock markets before. So overall, a pretty good day for the stock markets. But unfortunately for the markets themselves and the movements in the markets, still those European concerns pulling the US markets down and the Australian markets. And unfortunately for us, it does look like we're going to be seeing a lot more focus on the eurozone and not on what's happening here in Australia at the moment.
Funny with that Facebook Mark Zuckerberg, what he's 28, isn't he? Is that right?
He's 28. He got married on the weekend. He had the wedding in his backyard.
Yeah.
He also got catering. He called out to his local sushi shop and got some sushi and also to the Mexican joint around the corner. So he didn't splash out on it.
How much is he worth?
$28 billion.
$28 billion. Oh, it's incredible, isn't it? Oh, well, it happens to some people, doesn't it?
Hey? It does, it does.
Juliana, have a great week. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Thanks a lot. See you then.